Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we transform everyday cooking into something truly special. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a favorite for many of us, the iced Americano. Whether you're a coffee aficionado or just looking to spice up your morning routine, this episode is brewed just for you. Let's start by breaking down the essentials. Making an iced Americano might sound simple, just espresso and water, right? But achieving that smooth, cafe-quality taste at home takes a bit of know-how. So, what will you need? First, the right tools. An espresso machine or a reliable coffee maker. You'll also want a glass for serving, and don't forget measuring spoons or a scale to get your proportions just right. Now, for the star of the show, the coffee. You'll need one shot of espresso or strong brewed coffee, about 3 to 4 ounces of cold, filtered water, and of course, plenty of ice cubes. Optional ingredients include simple syrup for a touch of sweetness and whipped cream or milk for topping. To garnish, consider a sprinkle of cinnamon or nutmeg. The key to a perfect iced Americano lies in the balance of flavors and the quality of your ingredients. If you're experimenting, why not try different types of coffee beans? A darker roast often gives that bold flavor that stands up well against the dilution of ice and water. All right, let's brew. Start by heating your water to just below boiling. Grind your coffee to a fine consistency. Aim for a texture like powdered sugar. This is crucial for extracting full flavor. Tamp the grounds firmly and evenly, then brew your espresso for about 25 to 30 seconds. You're looking for about 1 ounce of espresso. Once your espresso is brewed, it's time to assemble your drink. Fill a tall glass with ice, pour the espresso over it, and then add the cold water. Stir well to mix everything together. Now, if you like your coffee a bit sweet or flavored, this is the moment to add syrups or cream. And there you have it, a refreshing barista-level iced Americano right from your kitchen. Experiment with the water to espresso ratio until you find your perfect match. Remember, making coffee is a personal experience, and the best cup is the one that suits your taste the best. Before we wrap up, let's talk about serving and storage. If you've made extra espresso, you can store it in the fridge for a day or two. Just make sure it's in a tightly sealed container. When serving, consider the presentation. A clear glass shows off your iced Americano beautifully, and a sprig of mint or a twist of lemon peel can add a touch of elegance. Thanks for tuning in to today's Coffee Talk. I hope you feel inspired to craft your perfect iced Americano and maybe even experiment with some new flavors. Remember, each cup is a new discovery. Until next time, keep brewing and keep experimenting. This is Ben Harper from Simple Recipe Box, wishing you joy and Java. Catch you on the next sip.